following has been pre-recorded for your listening and dancing pleasure.
This Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Hi, it's The Herd. 1-800-Flowers.com is my choice for sending flowers for any occasion. All right, I count on them to deliver the best quality flowers. They're backed by their award-winning customer service. I met with Chris McCann, president of 1-800-Flowers.com, and he told me this. His brother Jim started the company over 30 years ago, and they still run it today. Their passion for servicing their customers and 3 decades of floral experience has led to the 1-800-Flowers.com smile guarantee. So when sending roses, count on 1-800-Flowers.com to be your rose authority. This week, a special offer on beautiful multicolored roses. Buy 1 dozen, get an extra dozen free. That's a full 24 multicolored roses bouquet for $29.99. To get this and other special offers, you have to go to 1-800-Flowers.com, click on the radio mic, upper right side, enter Colin. 1-800-Flowers.com, enter Colin. Or call 1-800-Flowers and mention my name, Colin.
Welcome to the Doug and Daddy Show. We give you behind-the-scenes access as Doug tells Daddy that he will not be in studio today.
When I was 15 years old, I lost my mother and my father in the same month. 12 brothers and sisters, I was the youngest one, but they were all looking up to me. Now, I wasn't ready yet either, but they needed me. Your team needs you tonight. You're the colonel. You're going to command your troops tonight. You understand? It's Twins right, 48-0 read.
Let's go. That's why we call him Big Daddy, and the guests know that it's
good to be on with the Big Daddy.
Also, I wonder what Doug said when Daddy asked about me talking on the show.
You don't need to hear him, he's unimportant.
Doug may be out of studio, but the Doug and Daddy Show rolls on, so let's kick it to Big Daddy, Tony Davis.
In the Midway Auto Group broadcast booth.
Hey, I want to welcome you to the Friday Doug and Daddy Show, taking you up to the noon hour here on ESPN Radio, 1460 and Carnegie, 1550, to our friends in Hastings. Folks, we're going to be joined by the UCLA baseball coach coming up. We're going to be joined by Kenny Brooks. Tri-City Storm members are set for 2 home games, one versus the Lancers tonight, the other one versus Sioux Falls tomorrow, wrapping up a 7-game homestand that they've been on right here at the event center. So we're looking forward to a great weekend of hockey here. If you're not at Girls State Basketball Tournament, our own Doug Duda is going to join us in just a minute. Some upsets yesterday as far as area teams go. One of those upsets had Sutton going down. Maybe I don't think it was a big upset because Lexington and Holdridge played each other pretty close the 2 times they played before, but Holdridge gets the best, finds a way at the end of that ballgame to win by 1 point. Couple out West teams win. Brady, a big surprise in girls basketball when they upended Lawrence Nelson, the number one seed. And I think it's a big upset, whether you're the 4 seed or not when you're Hay Springs and you come from that area of the state. Before we get to Doug, I got to go on a little bit of a rant here. And you know what? When you watch the news around Central Nebraska, and we've got great news people, and Seth Denny, Colleen Williams, and the guys, and you know our friends in Hastings, both they do a great job. The guys in Lincoln, I think everybody watches a little bit all three of those broadcasts. But I've kind of got this cold developed again, and no surprise there. Second time in 2 weeks. How I got it back, I have no idea. But I've been home watching the news at night. Just happened to catch it the last 2 or 3 nights. I'm trying to figure out, and Seth, you co-host this program in the summer sometimes if you get away, and we love to have you do that. And I'm trying to figure out how come when there's a medical update, like 2 or 3 nights ago it was kids need second chickenpox vaccination. So you get one when you're one before your first birthday. You get another one after you're four years old. You know, that's awesome. But I don't need to see the kid in the chair screaming bloody murder as they cram a 4-inch needle into her arm. And the little boy sitting beside her trying not to cry because he knows he's on TV. And they showed the two kids just like 3 times in this deal. That's great. Then they go to Dr. Susan something, and she explains the deal, which is awesome, great to get the news out there. So the next night I'm watching again, it's like, well, this time of year, elderly people need fluids, or I don't know, it's something like that. But they're showing all these IVs and stuff, and I'm like, I'm waiting for, I have had my knee drained several times. I don't need a camera 6 inches from where he sticks a 5-aught needle in the middle of my knee and sucks out the coagulated blood when it's the size of a volleyball and put it on TV. I don't need to see that. Procter & Gamble have just come out with a new catheter. I don't need to see it. I don't need to see how you use it. I don't know why that just struck me. The last two or three days, I'm like, what is going on here? We just explained the story, talked to the doctor. Everybody's happy. All right, I just had to get that off my chest. For some reason, it just tweaked me wrong. Doug Duda joins us live from the state tournament. Doug, how are you?
Oh, that's why they have a remote.
I know, but I like those guys, so I don't want to turn it away because I might miss something fascinating.
Oh, you can a worm opener up, are you?
I'm just saying,
oh, it's good.
Little Sally screaming when she's 6 years old, bloody murder, on her 16th birthday, and Dad says, God, Sally, remember when you were on so cute on that then TV show? She's going to live in horror the rest of her life thinking about that moment. All right, go ahead. Sorry, Doug. I don't know why that struck me like that. Do you need to see how
you
the
catheter... You spend a lot of time alone, don't you?
Do you need to see how the catheter works?
You spend a lot of time alone, don't you?
Yes, I do.
Okay, all right. Nice. Well, we already have a couple of finalists. Tony Crofton in Class C2 has beaten Aquinas 49-36, and A, Bellevue East has beaten Millard West 54-43. So right now, Bellevue West and Omaha Central are playing in Class A, the second semifinal, and Hardington Cedar Catholic and Homer from Northeast Nebraska battle there. First time they've played, and that game's going on at Pershing. And that should be a great ball game. Homer knocked off the number one team in the rankings, Lutheran High Northeast, in overtime yesterday. There's a school you just don't hear about. And as you said, Hardington Cedar Catholic beat Sutton in what was one of the better games of all the early games yesterday. And, of course, obviously, Lexington Holdridge is going to end up being probably the game of the day with Lauren Heft hitting that layup in the final seconds to give them the victory. But we had some great games yesterday. We had some snoozers yesterday. I do want to mention one thing, and I don't know why it stuck out to me yesterday. The last game I had yesterday was Amherst, and they took on number one West Point Central Catholic, and it didn't go well. West Point Central Catholic is a ball club that is playing in D1, that has played in C1 in the past. They're in a conference that is just loaded with talent, and that's why they're the number one seed, and that's why their boys are the number one seed with 8 losses next week in the D1 field. But I'd never seen... Boy, I'm trying to remember if I've ever seen anybody score 30 points in one quarter, and that's what West Point did yesterday. It was a layup or a three, or they'd get on the low post for a layup. I mean, it was either a steal on a layup or a shot. And, I mean, Shelby Hemman, who was the All-State prospect from Amherst, she had a decent game and going against doubles and triple teams all game long. But one thing, I guess, that just kind of stuck out to me, it was 30-9, and some people the farther west you go, maybe make fun of the fans or criticize the fans, and they have the sportsmanship award and all that. And I'm not going to say it was perfect last night, but I think Amherst, for only being in state for the second time in school history with the girls' basketball team, it didn't matter what the score was. Their fans, and I don't know how many people have Amherst alumni connections, because it was like some of the district games we saw. The population of Amherst, there was about twice that many Amherst fans there last night, and they just continued to cheer for their team. And sometimes, I guess, you don't realize that. And I thought that was really neat, how Amherst just kept cheering for their team, down 20 at the half, and obviously they got beat 74-40. But they were in it to the last. They were there to cheer and not sit on their hands. And sometimes you don't see that.
Doug, you mentioned Homer and Hardington CC, those upsets. Your thoughts on Brady advancing and taking control of Lawrence Nelson, and then Hayes Springs, I called another upset just coming from that far away.
Well, Elkhorn Valley won D1 last year, so they were a state championship team that were back and got knocked out. You know, those late games were pretty exciting last night in most of the classes. St. Cecilia had a battle from Ashland Greenwood until they put them away late. And congratulations to the Hawkettes, winning their first state tournament game since 1982. And Coach Kyle on yesterday talking about that a little bit. But you know, Tony, you've brought it up before. I don't know what to say. Lawrence Nelson won state volleyball. You know they've got talent. But they did the same thing last year at state, not winning and losing, but the style of play. This basketball game last night, with 3 minutes and 30 seconds to go in the second quarter, was Brady 5, or Lawrence Nelson 5, Brady 4. They had played 12 and a half minutes of basketball, and the score was 5-4. They should have blown the whistle and said, come on out, Hay Springs and Elkhorn Valley. The winner of this goes to the championship. Now, it ends up 40-34. So I guess, you know, we've seen games that end up like that all the time. And that might not, you know, that wasn't even the lowest scoring game yesterday is the way it turned out.
Right.
But how in the world, and I watched Minden struggle from the field yesterday in the first half mightily, how in the world can it be 5-4 more than midway through the second quarter when you're, when one of the teams, I mean, this isn't 2-16 against 3-12 late in the season. This was two state tournament teams that were combined 41-6, and it was 5-4.
Oh, you're absolutely right, Douglas. And you mentioned Minden struggling from the field. The Ostrander girl, was she everything she was cut out to be?
Well, there was the classic case of they needed to get the ball up the floor. I think I came up with that with Gordon Rushville having 34 turnovers, 19 in the first half. I mean, by the time Ostrander got the ball, I mean, she had a good first half. I think it was 7 points, 8 rebounds, 3 blocks. And then, of course, Gordon Rushville did not score for 11 minutes and 10 seconds, which meant she wasn't getting the ball because they kept turning it over. And as the hole got deeper, they started to throw up shots and didn't work out well for the Mustangs. But Minden able to kind of coast in. And don't let that score mislead you. 49-38, Gordon outscored Minden 15-4 in the fourth quarter. Minden put in a lot of their second-teamers and just kind of coasted home. That game was never in doubt in the second half. It'll be interesting. It's coming up. That's our game today on Classic Hits 98.9. Minden and Wahoo, both of those teams had very slim leads at the half and then just went out and blew out their opponent in the third quarter. Wahoo was only up 2 at the half. 24-22, and then they outscored Norfolk Catholic Confined Ball Club 40-13 in the second half, and Minden went on a 24-0 run from the end of the second quarter to the start of the fourth quarter yesterday. So maybe whoever gets off to a good start today between Minden and Wahoo will play for a state title.
Well, you know, you break down every one of these games, but you mentioned maybe the exciting game of the night. Holdridge finds itself ahead 50-42 with 5:50 left in that contest. They don't score again until the very last remaining seconds. And Lexington claws back and actually takes the lead.
Yeah, I mean, state tournament, that's one of those things where you've got the lead and maybe you start thinking about it a little bit, and then you miss a couple shots, and so all of a sudden you're going, well, let's go ahead and spread the floor, milk the clock, let's make them foul us. And Lexington did what they needed to do. And then just couldn't get the last shot. Holdridge got the last shot. And that came after having to watch Elkhorn and Norris go overtime, where Elkhorn pulled it out. So you got to think Holdridge has a chance tonight. I don't think many people in the eastern part of the state think they do, but any time that you're forced to overtime in the first round and you got all day to think about it, it's going to be interesting. Elkhorn and Holdridge will follow that Beatrice-Seward game. Ron Powell told us yesterday he thought maybe Elkhorn could win Class B and snap that what would be a 74-game winning streak for Seward if they both make the finals.
Well, Doug, we're going to have John Savage on here just a little bit, talk a little UCLA Bruin baseball as they head to Lincoln. Tom Lemke's now hurt with a shoulder injury. One of the players that you were excited about having on this team pitched awfully well in his first out, didn't pitch so well in his second out. Now he's got a shoulder tenderness, still no word on Ehlers and what his status is with the NCAA. Another blow for this Nebraska baseball team.
Wow. You're right, Tony. That's pretty amazing. And again, I just don't get the Ehlers thing. I went on this rant a couple of times, but you're more concerned for a Lemke here and what this holds in store for him. You got UCLA coming in, and it's not too long to get into conference tournament play. And obviously you want to be ready for conference, not so much UCLA, who I think is going to come in with a stacked ball club. Nebraska's got to get out on them early. They've got to score some runs to make UCLA feel not good about being behind and sitting in a cold dugout at Haymarket Park, even though all three games are in the afternoon.
You know, we're going to have to send freshman John Keller to the mound against a 5-ranked team in the country. You know, they had the good old days when you had Comanet and you had Marsden and you had Johnny Dorn and you had so many of these big names. You knew who your Friday night guy was. Well, the Huskers start this season with a weekend rotation versus big-name opponents with John Keller.
Well, You got to be a star sometime. You got to start somewhere. Well, let's find out what he does.
There you go. Obviously, Nebraska basketball continues to bounce around on Joe Lunardi's next four in, next four out. Are people excited down there, Doug, that you talk to about Nebraska basketball still, or is it a thing of the everybody's more worried about the state tournaments and the NCAA tournament without them?
Well, people are paying attention. I mean, they know that Nebraska's got a big game at Colorado tomorrow, but the game's on the road. You know, if it was in Lincoln, that would be one thing, but the game's on the road. So I'm not sure that they're paying a whole lot of attention to that. I mean, they know. And again, we're right back where we have been all season long. If they win, they make you pay attention again. And I joked after the Iowa State loss, can Nebraska win the next three and set us up for one final punch to the gut? Because that's exactly what would happen. If Nebraska gets three in a row, they've got one against Missouri. Colorado would be two, maybe win that first round of the conference, which I believe they say would be Texas Tech. I think if Nebraska wins tomorrow, pretty much gets the sixth seed. And that should be a celebration right there. If Nebraska was a sixth seed in the tournament, that should be a celebration. And I did hear one thing that makes it interesting, Tony, and I've said this all along, and it's fair. If Nebraska is the sixth seed in the Big 12 tournament, wouldn't you think that means they're good enough to get the NCAA tournament berth? I mean, there's been six teams, and sometimes seven, that have been in and out on this bracketology pretty much all season long. But then you look and you say, oh, it's Nebraska. They weren't supposed to be there. But if it was Kansas State, oh, they were supposed to be there. Or Missouri, oh, they were supposed to be there. I mean, you can look at the exact same records and the exact same conference records, but it's the name that's going to determine whether you get in on that bubble or not.
Well, I think you're exactly right on that, and I think if people are watching this team, you know, I think we need Texas not to fall apart here, and I think they need to dominate somebody and get their name back after the last two weekends. That would certainly help. And, you know, I was thinking yesterday about what a Nebraska-BYU matchup would be in that first round.
Well, you want to find this? This is a little bit interesting. I ran into our favorite Husker, Drake Baronic, at lunch yesterday, just out of happenstance, and I asked him how he would defend Jimmer Fredette.
What'd he say?
He said that they wouldn't play BYU until, you know, later in the tournament. So we had some fun. We had some fun with Drake yesterday, and he was out catching some lunch. They had to practice early in the morning yesterday because of the state tournament and the Devaney Center being used up. You know, back in the day, and still a little bit, they might end up over at Mabel Lee, but there's intramurals there. So Nebraska basketball actually practiced yesterday morning, and then they'll take off for Colorado, obviously, today, get a workout in, get a shoot around tomorrow, late start time tomorrow night. So they're going to have a lot of time to think about it. They need to come out with some energy, but he says this is quite the bunch of Husker teammates that he has down here, and I think they're having some fun. And obviously, they have a lot more fun when they win. But he says it's a good thing that they're heading out on the road and have a chance to play here and keep their season alive with an NCAA tournament berth, which is still kind of amazing that we're talking about it. And I guess, as we said before, maybe those losses last week didn't even matter.
Well, it's interesting. Have you happened to see the worst of the worst on SportsCenter today?
No, I have not, Tone. Sorry, bud.
Well, it comes down to Roscoe Parrish, you know, the full court shot from Connecticut against Texas. He's won six times in a row. Well, now they've got David Farty going to a kid's golf deal to drum up some publicity for the Byron Nelson Classic, I believe. And so he's got this suit on, and this kid hits him in the coconuts with a golf ball from about 15 feet away, and it is you'll be seeing it. It is quite funny, and just his reaction is just quite amazing.
You're a sick man. You're a sick man. You're sick,
literally and figuratively.
Daddy, now I know. Yeah, I know you're a little sick. I know you're a little hungry. What are you going to do about all that?
Well, we're going to go to the chicken coop. Duh.
Okay.
Downtown Kearney, downtown Grand Island. They've got all the food that you need. 13 wing flavors. You want to spice it up as much as you can, they can do that. You want a mild honey Dijon, they can do that. 13 wing flavors along, all the appetizers you could ever want. You want some nighttime menus like ribs, creamy corn bake, they've got the chicken coop. You want a burger, Totally Jack, legendary burger. You want mushroom burger, they've got it all for you. The chicken coop, taco salads, chicken tender hoagies. They've got it for you at the Chicken
Coop. And Monday, before you go to the Danger game, Chicken Coop Grand Island, Daddy.
Well, you know, when you're leaving Kearney, heading for the Danger game, bull fries and french fries, $5.99. Mondays only, 5 to 10 p.m. Boneless chicken wing night for only 40 cents as well. 13 wing flavors. Choose any of them. Plus, great food and drink specials every night and day
of the week. Don't forget the text club. I'm a member of the text club.
Yeah, you can go there, sign up to be a member of the text club. They'll shoot you what they got for your lunch special, $5.99. It's homemade food like roast beef sandwiches, hot roast beef, things of that nature, chicken and noodles, things of that nature. The Chicken Coop, Kearney and Grand Island. Douglas, we're going to come back and hear from Kenny Brooks, a member of the Tri-City Storm, back after this.
Grillers know that when a rub is good, the steak is better. And when the rub is from Hole in One Farms, the result is near magic. Hole in One Farms Java Rub combines aromatic spices and peppers, a hint of sugar, and of all things, coffee, which enhances the meat flavor as it leaves the grill a beautiful coffee brown. Ask your grocer where they stock the Hole in One Farms products. Click on the Hole in One Farms link at kkpr.com to read the Hole in One story.
About 80 years before the seeds for the trees that produce the lumber that they sell now were even planted, Mead Lumber was born in Nebraska. Like the trees, Mead Lumber locations have sprouted all over. The latest is just east of Kearney. Contractors will appreciate veteran lumberman Ron Fredericks and his decades of experience in problem solving. Heading up the Mead team, Mead Lumber, on the way to the industrial park, East 39th, cleverly located beneath the big red Mead Lumber sign.
Got something on your mind?
Just my own little opinion.
You want to make a point that won't wait?
You guys stink.
Then you found the right place. Drop a line.
It is something that's intangible, and there's not a word for it.
To the Dan Popper inbox.
This guy had the greatest career of any player ever. I think you have to respect him for that.
That's Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. 2011 and beyond.
Yes, guys, stay mostly cloudy today. There is a slight chance for some patchy light freezing rain. Then we'll see a chance for a light shower mixed with a little snow later today as well. With temps in the mid-30s for highs, winds are made on the north. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley. Right now, 25.
So live your life. Hey.
State tournament, maybe you're heading down for boys state tournament, you're getting plans made, you know, so much cheaper to take stuff down with you, had some snacks for the kids, you're not always going out to eat. Well, Troutman's Quality Meat's got snack sticks, they've got salami, you got a meat and cheese tray, they've got it at Troutman's Quality Meats. Hammer cheddar brats, apple brats, they've got stuff fresh out of the smokehouse every day of the week, plus all the beef at Troutman's, USDA certified Angus beef, aged a minimum of 30 days for peak flavor and tenderness. There's always a large selection of fresh and smoked sausage. If you tried the fresh frozen seafood available at Troutman's, get there today. They're waiting for you across from Bob's Superstore. That's right, T-Bone's waiting for you out front. You can custom cut anything to your specification. Always someone at the counter to help you with your purchase, unlike the grocery store meat departments. Plus, all the spices. Try the bacon. People, I'm not kidding you. You will not buy bacon ever again from anywhere else. Troutman's Quality Meats, a grill's best friend. We're going to give away some baseball tickets here in just a little bit. You want to do it right now?
The major thing right now is we have Friday's games, which is obviously today, and it's pretty quick in the afternoon. The game is at 1:15. So if you're in Kearney and you're thinking about going to Lincoln, there's four tickets here.
Okay, here's the deal. Let's give away Friday, Saturday, Sunday. If you're going to go to the baseball game, if you're heading down, want to go see three, four, five innings, however long you can stand 40 degrees and the wind blowing, it's a great opportunity to go see the fifth-ranked baseball team in all the land. Call right now, 888-455-3776. 888-455-3776. Husker baseball tickets you can pick today, tomorrow, Sunday. We'll be back after the – well, let's just go Kenny Brooks right now.
Sounds good to me.
We'll catch up with him.
Tri-City Storm wrap up their seven-game homestand this weekend, and tonight is Omaha. They're home tomorrow night as well at 7:05 both nights, and they're itching to get a couple of more wins before getting back out on the road. And we're in a I don't know if crucial time of the season. I mean, every game is winnable, but you want to get hot at this time of the season, get into the playoffs and make some noise. And Daddy, we're going to talk with Kenny Brooks here in just a second, but it's been up and down, and it has been all season for the Storm. Just when it looks like they're going to put something together, they run into a Nebraska basketball moment, and then all of a sudden they go pick up a couple of wins. They got a win against Omaha last time out, so that's a positive. And it's just down to this part of the season, I think, for the Storm. Whatever has happened has happened. They are in a position to do something right now. They're not going to win the division, but they obviously can make some hay here in the last month.
Yeah, Kenny Brooks joins us right now. Kenny, obviously a crucial time, like Doug said. You guys looking for some wins. Is it still fun out there? Are you guys just battling every day?
You know, a little bit of both. I mean, it's fun, but obviously in practice we got to battle. We got to get better. You know, and I think we're a playoff team. We make playoffs, and I think we can go far.
Kenny, one thing that I have never understood, and it's not just hockey. I mean, you pick up a sock in where you're supposed to have one at a time scoring, like a soccer game or a hockey game. All of a sudden, you look, it's 2-0. It's 1-0. And then it's 7-6. It's 6-5. I mean, it just seems like it's one way or the other. And that's been the way. I mean, I haven't seen a 3-2 hockey game from the Storm in a long, long time. It's either shootout 4-3, it's 6-4, or the last one out, it's 2-0. Where does that become frustrating or not frustrating? When do you sense that it's going to be either a low-scoring or a high-scoring game?
Usually you can tell just by the team you're playing, what kind of, you know, defense they play, everything like that. But it's pretty unpredictable a lot of times also. I mean, sometimes they're going in, sometimes they're not, and it gets frustrating when they're not going in, I'd say, more than when they are.
Are the Storm in a going-in or a not-going-in mode? Now, I know it was a shutout last time, but it hadn't been that bad coming up to that point.
Yeah, you know, we've had a trouble scoring all year, but, I mean, we've been working on it, and I think it's gotten a lot better last month or so. I mean,
it seems, Kenny, though, when you talk to the coaches and you talk to Skip and you talk to people that see these games up close and personal, there's games where you guys are really outplaying the opponent, but you're not coming out winning with wins on the scoreboard. That's got to be frustrating.
Yeah, I mean, that's exactly what our problem's been, has been our scoring, and it's really frustrating when you know the whole team plays well, you guys do everything you're supposed to, and it just doesn't come out.
Kenny Brooks of the Tri-City Storm joins us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. We joked with Coach Shenick about this. It's been a while since the trade deadline, so that means there haven't been any moves, and this has been the longest that the guys on the team have been together. Is everybody starting to gel, do you feel, as one of the leaders of this team?
Yeah, I mean, a big thing that we haven't here in Tri-City is, you know, our character. Everyone get along. That's a big thing that we deal with here. Well, I mean, they incorporate that into our team every year so far, and, I mean, we... Kearney's a pretty small town, so I mean, we can all hang out together. I mean, 5-minute drive every billet house probably. So I mean, everyone gets to hang out together, and I think that's an advantage everyone has.
With all the moves that were made, did you ever call your dad and say you're not thinking about shopping me, are you?
Yeah, you know, Drew jokes about that sometimes, but.
You know, it's interesting when you're the owner's son, and everybody says, "Oh, we got the owner's son." How long did it take you to feel comfortable around the guys a year ago?
You know, it really didn't take that long. I mean, everyone accepted me right away. They gave me a chance, but, you know, I also came in, you know, kept my mouth shut, didn't really say much, just kind of played my role until they accepted me. I'd say it was a couple months.
Two-thirds of the way through the season, you could really tell the confidence light, I think, last year went up in your game.
Yeah.
And that's when I thought, okay, he really has settled in and belongs here.
Yeah, I'd say probably right after preseason. Couple games after preseason is when I kind of, you know, knew everyone loved me, you know, no one has any, you know, so it all works out for me.
You mean nobody put you in the boards hard just to check it out early on?
You know, I thought it could have been that way coming in last year, but, you know, it seemed to work out, so.
Kenny Brooks is joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show, talking a little Tri-City Storm hockey. Every game with Omaha as you get ready to play them tonight has been close. What was the difference last time? And again, as Tony talked about, some of the guys thought, well, maybe you didn't play as well against Omaha last time as you did some other times, but this time you got the win. I know it's from time to time you can't figure it out, but what worked this time and that you're going to have to do again tonight?
You know what? I definitely agree with that. I think we've played better against them. I mean, we still played a good game and came out with the win. The difference was we were scoring. You know, they weren't, so it's the big thing.
It sounds simple enough, but it's damn hard when you're firing shots in there and everything's missing by a foot or high, or the goalie's making great saves. You guys' mindset right now with the games remaining in this season is what?
The only one you can really have is you got to win. And it's crucial. I mean, it's coming down to the time where you got to win. And, I mean, these two games, we got two teams that are in our conference. You know, we're both – I mean, everyone's close in our conference, so any conference game, you have to win. So,
Simone went down here a little bit ago. What's it been, 3 weeks, a month that he went down? Who stepped in to fill his shoes? Who stepped up on this team? How has it changed the makeup of the team, maybe?
You know what? I wouldn't say just one person stepped up. You know, I've noticed Jason Binkley's been being more offensive. You know, Dan Kalamaitis. I'd say all of our D have been. You know, they're getting a lot more shots through, and I think a lot of our scoring is actually coming from our defensemen. So, I mean, they're helping us out a lot.
That seems to be, you know what, injuries this time of year. Oh, my gosh. Are we hanging in there?
Yeah, I mean, we had Lappin out, Johnson out, Rick Pinkston. I mean, we barely have enough guys to play a game right now. So,
speaking of Pinky, how big a celebration have you guys had over his selection to the USHL non-All-Star game? Pinkston was picked for the roster. If you missed this, the USHL chose an all-star team for a game that they are not going to have. I assume there had to be a huge celebration at the arena.
Oh, yeah. I mean, we went nuts.
fire truck.
It was a lot of fun.
Kenny Brooks joins us on the Doug and Daddy Show, getting ready for 7:05 puck drop tonight. Omaha Lancers fans are encouraged to come out. What should be a great weekend of hockey. Kenny, having fun? Is it fun or is it a grind?
No, definitely fun. Enjoy it out here.
I'm just thinking about, just as our season gets done where I have to work and Daddy has to do a little bit more this time of the year, that we're going to get our chance to see some Storm hockey, and I know there's still a lot of road games. I got a feeling that maybe, Daddy, tonight you ought to take your hat out there. Because I just got a feeling that we're due to throw hats on the ice for a Storm hat trick, which is so rare at this level. I'm just throwing it out. I've kind of been on a roll.
I might bring two hats. I'm gonna get crazy.
What about this goaltending? I don't think we've talked to either one of the goaltenders on the air this season. That's back and forth. That's just like the team. What about the goaltending so far this year for your ball club and where it's at right now?
Both of our goaltenders are unbelievable. I mean, we don't necessarily have a starter. I mean, that's really good because, I mean, one of them goes down, you got to have another one. And, I mean, they compete. That helps it too because they got to compete against each other in practice and games. If you don't do well, then it's the other guy's night. So I'd say they saved us more than anyone. I mean, they're great. They're unbelievable.
Especially if you got to play four games in a week, for goodness sake, like they did a couple of weeks ago. That's crazy
stuff.
Yeah,
that was rough.
Yeah, seven games. You're wrapping up a seven-game homestand. How nice has it been to stick around Kearney for a little bit?
You know, it's felt really great, especially after that, I think, 9-day road trip we had. You know, it came directly after it, so just...
What's the highlight of the road been this year? Off the rink, I mean, there's very little time. I mean, it's not glamorous. You're in a hotel room, you're practicing, and you're playing. Have you guys got to do anything neat to add to the experience?
Yeah, well, I'd say the highlight would be me going 5-for-6 in poker tournaments. So
that's our Vegas boy right there, Daddy. Well, tonight the Storm take on Omaha, home tomorrow night, 7:05. And, Kenny, best of luck. I know some good things are in the future, not just tonight, but for the rest of the season for you and the Storm. Thanks for giving us some time.
Thank you for having me.
Kenny Brooks, Tri-City Storm. Oh.
Two games, 7:05, puck drop both nights.
Two wins. I'm not going to do anything to antagonize Bliss and the Lancers. Not at all.
They get that little mustache going.
I'm just saying.
Look at those signs out there.
Maybe Omaha can win tomorrow night. We'll take a break on the Doug and Daddy Show. We'll be back with more on this Friday edition right after this timeout.
Hi, it's Colin Cowherd, host of The Herd. Everybody knows going to the post office is a hassle. Fighting traffic, finding parking, waiting in line, brutal, waste of time. I've got a solution, Stamps.com. With Stamps.com, you can print real U.S. postage using your own computer and printer. No hardware to buy, nothing to rent. You can print postage for all your letters and packages right from your desk. It's like having a post office in your home or office. I've been recommending Stamps.com to everybody I know. Right now, Stamps.com has a special offer, no risk trial, plus a $100 bonus offer, including $45 in free postage. That's more free postage if you use my name, Colin. Try Stamps.com today for a no-risk trial, $100 bonus offer. Go to Stamps.com before you do anything else. Click on the radio microphone top of the homepage. Type in my name, Colin, Stamps.com, and be sure to use my name, Colin.
When the fish are under the ice, the one thing they find irresistible is wax worms. They love them, even though it gets them in trouble. Ice fishermen, on the other hand, have no trouble buying wax worms and all sorts of live bait at the Boathouse at their new Highway 281 location north of Grand Island. The Boathouse, with all the chubs and grubs and minnows and stinky, crawly, luscious bait the fish can't resist. See the Boathouse north of Grand Island on 281 for repair and used boats, too. Log on to theboathousegi.com. ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550 Weather Eye Weather is brought to you by Farm Bureau Insurance agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers on North 2nd Avenue in Kearney. When it comes to keeping it simple, having your auto and home insured by the same company just makes sense. At Farm Bureau Financial Services, we make it easy to combine and save. And you pay only one deductible for all covered possessions damaged in a single occurrence if you have a loss. To learn more, call Farm Bureau agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers in Kearney at 234-4922. 234-4922. Farm Bureau makes insurance simple. Call them at 234-4922. Farm Bureau Members' Choice Policy issued by Farm Bureau Mutual Insurance Company and Western Agricultural Insurance Company. Securities and services offered through Equitrust Marketing Services, LLC. Affiliate, Farm Bureau Financial Services.
The sky stay mostly cloudy today. There is a slight chance for some patchy light freezing rain. Then we'll see a chance for a light shower mixed with a little snow later today as well. With temps in the mid-30s for highs, winds are made on the north. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley. Right now, 25. People everywhere, now everybody
put your hands in the air. Say, yeah, yeah. Welcome back to the Daddy Show. Summer Bass with ESPN Radio Superstation. I want you to experience the Midway Advantage. Midway is talking certified vehicles in a 30-day exchange policy on all certified vehicles. They pay your interest for 30 days, guaranteed trade value, one low price, no charge for roadside assistance on all certified vehicles. Plus, they got a pre-owned comprehensive 6-month, 6,000-mile warranty, plus a 2-year, 100,000-mile powertrain warranty. Check them out, thinkmidway.com, or stop down and see them on South 2nd Avenue. Whether you're talking Dodge, Chrysler, Jeep, whether you're talking Chevrolet, Buick, Cadillac, they've got it all for you. They're open 24 hours a day. Thinkmidway.com. Plus, there's discounts on every vehicle 365 days a year.
All right, so Bruce Furniture Fan Line lit up throughout that entire interview. Joey's going today out of Kearney. He's going to get up there to Lincoln and watch the game today. John is going to watch it on Saturday. Chris is going to watch it on Sunday. And then somebody had to defend themselves, and that's Seth Denny. He's on the
Seth! How are you?
Daddy, what's going on?
Well, I'm trying to get over the nightmares I was having last night.
You know, I got guys that monitor this show on a daily basis. Steve and John off Seth Denny Painting. They monitor this show, and they called me and said, you need to defend yourself. And so I thought, you know what, I'll call Daddy, I'll set the record straight. Here's the thing, Tony, you got to hear me on this.
Okay,
we
buddy.
We got to do whatever we can to get viewers. And if it's being a kid, get poked in the arm with a long needle, we'll do it, all right? So, I mean, we're just all about getting viewers here.
Amen. You know what, we're up to 13 now, listeners of this program, and we're just glad one of them happens to know you.
You know, I'm all about keeping kids safe, getting kids inoculated. You know, if it makes Daddy sick, then I don't know what to say. You know, we're just doing what we can here, man.
Hey, I understand. I love when you guys promote the blood drives and stuff. I just don't need to see a 3-aught needle going in somebody's arm.
You know what? I am actually They got me doing these medical stories. I've done these things for 12 years, and I'm afraid of blood. I can't stand it either. So I just have everybody else, you know, they got to edit it for me. I just stay in another room and peek around the corner and see what they're actually doing. What about my whippets today, though? What do you think?
Hey, I think they got a shot. They got to shoot the ball better. Yesterday was horrific, that first half, but I think they'll get it going. I think that Pershing Auditorium is such a different gym than anybody's used to playing in all year. I think the Devaney Center, I think they'll calm down and knock down some shots.
Well, I hope so. We're heading down there. We're en route to the Devaney Center, the Denny Clan is, and we're going to cheer on those Whippets. I know if Wahoo's tough, apparently they got two. They got a sister duo just like we do that's really good. So we'll see what happens.
Yep, the Murren sisters of Wahoo matching up versus the Kissinger sisters. Should be a good one. Hey, good luck to all the area teams. Hey, Seth, thanks so much for the phone call. Appreciate it.
Hey, have me co-host sometime. What's the deal? You guys don't call anymore? What's the problem?
Well, we do, but you always ditch us.
Whatever. The money's got to be right. Okay, let's have my people talk to your people.
Hey, man, that's the problem. The money's not right, isn't it?
Daddy, we'll talk to you soon. See you, buddy.
See you later. Have a great day. Seth Denny. Oh, that's funny. That's funny. Hey, right now, we caught up with John Savage, head coach of the number 5 ranked baseball team in all the land, and it went a little something like this earlier.
Well, it's hard to believe, but Nebraska baseball gets their biggest series of the season underway this afternoon, and it looks like nice enough that they're going to be able to play some baseball. It's obviously not June, but Tony, Nebraska has found a way coming off one of the toughest schedules in school history, and the opponent here had one of their toughest schedules in school history. But this is the marquee matchup at Haymarket Park so far this season and for the season.
Yeah, we're pleased to be joined right now by John Savage. He is the head coach of the UCLA Bruins in his 7th season. He is the current reigning coach of the year, according to Baseball Insider. Coach, welcome to the Doug and Daddy Show. Thanks so much for the time today.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me.
Well, Coach, you talk about teams that win Super Bowls and Heisman Trophies and national championships, and I know you came up just short, but when you're coming into a season after the best season in school history, there has to be some adjustments made. Nebraska hadn't lost a lot of kids in the draft. You lost a lot of kids in the draft. What's it been like preparing for this season as opposed to maybe the last 5 or 6?
Well, the expectations, you know, whenever you get to Omaha and play for a national championship and be as close as we were, I just think that there's a different environment, there's a different culture. I mean, we've been to four of the last 5 seasons, we've been in the postseason and been knocking at the door, a couple super regionals, and last year we finally knocked the door down and beat Cal State Fullerton to get to Omaha, and we got there and played well, really, and, you know, came up short against a very good South Carolina team, so the environment is really good right now, and guys are hungry. We didn't win a national championship last year, but we, as you say, we got as close as you can without winning it. And so, I feel good about our guys and their approach. But it's, the X is on our back now, and everybody, you know, knows what type of year we had and the expectations and the bar's been raised. But our guys are dealing with it, and we're trying to get better every day.
Coach, everybody that followed the College World Series a year ago knows the name Bo Amaral. He is the leader of your team offensively. Only one home run for your team. It came from him. Is that because of the bats early on, or is that just the style you're going to pitch and let people?
Yeah, I think it's a little bit of both. I mean, certainly we're feeling that out here on the West for sure. The bats have really calmed the game down quite a bit, especially with power. I mean, you know, you're still seeing hits, of course, and you're seeing doubles, but you're not seeing a whole lot of home runs on the West, that's for sure. And I think guys are getting adjusted to the new bats. And we've never been a big home run team, but, our style is pitching and defense. And, you know, our offense is a year older than last year, and we got quite a few guys back on the offensive side. So I think we're going to be better offensively. It's just it's going to take some time.
Oh, but the pitchers love it. 1.62 ERA through the first 8 games. Coach John Savage of UCLA joins us. Is that overblown as well, Coach?
I think a little bit. I mean, we do have some good arms and we do have some good pitching, but those numbers are, you know, probably not accurate at the end of the, you know, after 56, 60 games. We'll see where it's at. But, I mean, we had, I think, the best pitching staff in the country last year with strikeouts per 9 and ERA. I think we're second in the country, a little bit below 3 or right at 3. And So, you know, I think if you're in that ballpark, you have very good pitching. But, you know, I think right now, just through eight games, that ERA, you know, is low. But it's still very, very early.
Coach, can you talk about the decision you made when you said, yes, we will come to Lincoln, Nebraska in early March and play this game? Obviously, Coach Anderson can make you a lot of guarantees, but probably one guaranteeing you weather in the 70s or 80s wasn't one of those.
Oh, you know, hey, I mean, we respect Nebraska and their athletic program as much as anybody, and they got great history there, and we're looking forward to going to Lincoln and playing in the beautiful ballpark. And our guys aren't worried about the weather one way or the other. I mean, it's going to be a tremendous challenge, and, you know, we like playing in nice venues and playing on the road. And so, really, to be honest with you, we really didn't blink an eye when they said, you know, early March and, you know, expecting this or expecting that. That's really not on the table, really. We're just looking forward to making a trip and you know, playing against them.
Coach John Savage of the national runner-up UCLA coming into Lincoln for a three-game series that gets underway this afternoon. They're all afternoon games at beautiful Haymarket Park. Coach, going back to kind of the transition here, how many of these players are just brand new to your system, and what are you looking for here? Because conference isn't that far away for you.
Well, you know, we lost over 50% of our pitching. We lost five really, really good arms. We lost our Sunday guy in the second round with the Marlins, and we lost our closer and our setup guy and our Tuesday guy. And so, we really had to fill some holes on the mound other than the obvious, you know, with Cole and Bauer coming back. Everybody talks and knows them very well. But, you know, we got some young guys in the field as well, position player-wise. We didn't get hit as much on the position player side. So we have some veterans that have played, you know, in major venues and so forth, but we're still learning. I think the bat's a major adjustment right now throughout college baseball, and seeing how games are played and seeing how important, you know, bunt Ds and first and third defenses and, you know, moving runners over and getting guys in. And, you know, it's just that 90 feet now is precious, where before you kind of overlook some of that stuff because you know you could get back in the game with a 3-4-5 run inning, and right now you just, at least out here, you're just not seeing a lot of those big innings.
Coach, with the success you've been able to have there, the reception you're getting from the high end recruits all over California has got to be overwhelming.
Yeah, we're doing well recruiting. I mean, Rick Vanderhook and TJ Bruce, my assistants, are doing an outstanding job, and UCLA is a beautiful place, and you know, it's you know, one of those premier places in Southern California, academically certainly as well. So, with the Pac-10 or Pac-12, I should say, and you know, with our weather and our program, you know, I think it's a good attraction for a young player.
Cheerleaders?
Well, we don't have cheerleaders on the dugouts, but we're certainly thinking about it, but not right now.
Yeah, boy, the big additions to the Pac-12 really going to help the UCLA baseball program. Wow. John Savage with us here. Coach, maybe it's too early to tell, but it's one thing to get the program to where you want it to be. It's another thing to keep it there. Is that where you're at right now, and what's the different challenge for you?
Well, it's a great question. I mean, you're right. You know, whenever you get to Omaha and you play in the postseason as much as we have, it's about maintaining it. And our conference is, I think, the best conference in the country, and all you have to do is look at the top 25. I mean, you got Arizona State, you got Stanford, you got Oregon, you got Arizona. I mean, it's really a tough conference from top to bottom. So you just got to stay ahead of the horses, man. I mean, it's not an easy process, but you got to reload, and knowing that you might have guys for 3 years, certainly, that they're going to go out and play professional baseball. So you really got to have a little bit of a crystal ball, look at future rosters and future schedules and really have a handle on it. And then you got the health issue. You know, you got to have people healthy. And so it's everybody's in the same boat. Everybody's trying to, you know, go to the same place, and it's a tremendous challenge. There's a lot of good programs and a lot of good coaches out there.
We only have a minute left here with UCLA head baseball coach John Savage. It's been a good interview. So, Tony, could you pass me the chocolate milk? I'm getting a little thirsty.
Well, hey, no comment on that. I mean, you know, that one kind of came out of the blue. We were about to start practice at 3 o'clock, and Charlie showed up and wanted a hit. And so he took some batting practice, and on his way out, he said, a few things to the team, and I don't know. I mean, that's all I have to say about that.
So after that one entrance, would you say he was more of an infielder, or would you put him way out in left field?
He's a left-handed hitting DH. What he is. That's what Charlie is.
Charlie Sheen visiting UCLA.
I haven't even seen a glove, actually, on his hand, so I know he likes to hit.
Man, I just... Out of the blue, here comes Charlie Sheen.
That's L.A. I wonder what your kids think. You know, when they're coming to Nebraska, do they wonder about seeing tractors? And I mean, are they making jokes?
I think they've always watched Nebraska football and know the history of their athletic program. And like I said, have utmost respect for what they are and what they've done. And I just think they know they're going to a great place and a beautiful facility. And they're looking forward to getting on a trip. It's our first road trip, so it's we went to San Diego State last night and won, and got back late last night, and then going to hop on the plane tomorrow. So just looking forward to the challenge of the trip.
Coach, how cool is it to have a player like Bo Amaral? I want you to talk about him specifically because his dad had a big league career for 10 or 12 years, and was a name that people recognize.
Yeah, well, Bo's a special player. I mean, he's out of Huntington Beach. He's a really, really good defensive player. He can go get the ball. He can throw in center field. And, he's an advanced hitter. I mean, he can get on base. We kind of let him off last year, and he was productive there, hit over 350. And then this year, we're moving him kind of the three hole. We think we can be productive there. He's off to a pretty good start average-wise, but not – he hasn't been very productive in terms of, producing runs, but – I had a couple stolen bases last night, but it's just that major league pedigree, You just can't teach that. I mean, guys have been in the clubhouse. We have video of some home run derbies at the Kingdome and him acting like Ken Griffey when he was 6 or 7 years old, and it's pretty cool. The guy just bleeds baseball, and you can just know he's the first one to ballpark, last one to leave, and he almost approaches like a professional right now. So it's just fun to have, an ex-Bruin son that's part of our program, and we always welcome those guys.
Coach, we look forward to talking to you the first week in June when we welcome you back to Omaha.
Well, it's a long journey, and there's a lot of people after that. But we're gonna be on it, and we're going to try our best to get after it again this season, and look forward to seeing you guys in a couple days.
UCLA baseball coach John Savage joins us on ESPN's Doug and Daddy Show. Coach, thanks so much for the time. We really appreciate it.
Thank you, guys. Appreciate it. Take care.
John Savage, baseball coach of the Bruins. I want to thank him for the time he gave us today. It's a weekend set. Hey, the tickets this weekend, courtesy of Broadfoot Sand and Gravel. Chris has called us back. He's unable to go on Sunday. We still have the Sunday baseball tickets, a family four-pack. If you want to check out the Huskers, UCLA Bruins, it's a 1:05 start time, I think. 888-455-3776. I want to remind you, we're coming up to the lunch hour. Godfather's Pizza, 222 West 42nd Street, Archway Plaza, right next to Eileen's Cookies. Call them for delivery. Call them for carryout, 308-234-9444. Family Night Fridays. Buy any jumbo pie and 2-liter. Get breadsticks and monkey bread free. Kids sit down Saturday. Kids 10 and below eat free. What an opportunity. Get the family out. Come down and join the family along with your family. Godfather's Pizza, Archway Plaza, right next to Eileen's Cookies.
And Ben's got them. Ben's going to go check out the Huskers on Sunday. And we have the three-word contest. We need to wrap up. Our three words were butler, disappointment, and grass.
Let me pull one out of there a minute.
I think it goes to this late retrieval here that Steve wrote us a little message that he wrote to his mom. He said, "Dear Mom, the grass here at Butler is a disappointment, so I'm transferring to BYU. Tell Dad that I hear there's an opening on the basketball team, and they may give me a shot." Of course, with the whole honor code situation, that's why. So, Steve, we'll be mailing you out a Big Daly's Deli combo meal gift certificate. We'll have three new words for you guys on Monday.
Awesome. We're going to take a break and be back after this, wrap things up.
Hi, it's Colin Cowherd from ESPN Radio. Are you in the mood for something brand new and exciting for lunch? Try Domino's $5 carryout lunch menu. Just listen to some of the choices you have to pick from. A variety of penne pastas in a dish, oven-baked sandwiches, or two-topping small inspired pizzas for $5 each. Go to Domino's for their new $5 carryout lunch menu today. This offer only available until 2, carryout only. Bread bowl may be extra. You must ask for this limited time offer. Prices, participation, delivery area, and charges may vary. The $5 carryout lunch menu only at Domino's.
Hi, Tom Baudet, doing my very first tweet, or twerp, or whatever it's called. Okay, here goes. M6 has clean, comfy rooms, numeral 4, lowest $$ of N-E, nutnol chain, ampersand, I heart it, cuz, and I'm out of characters. Oh, see why this is so popular. I'm Tom Baudet for Motel 6, and we'll leave the light on for you. Book online at motel6.com.
You'd like Paul, really nice guy with two kids and a lovely wife named Kim. Things have been going great for him until Monday afternoon. That's when Paul's boss told him that due to restructuring, his job had been eliminated. Bad things happen to good people. But fortunately, that doesn't mean you have to settle for unreliable transportation. Charge-offs, credit card debt, repossessions, collections, bankruptcy, or foreclosure. If you think you can't buy quality transportation, think again. Go to thinkapproved.com. That's T-H-I-N-K, thinkapproved.com.
When you need comfort and guidance the most, it's reassuring to know our family at Horner, Liskey, McBride, and Kuehl Funeral and Cremation Services is at hand. With our experience, compassionate care, and trusted facility, we are available to serve your family in any way possible. If you are in need of a helping hand, contact Horner, Liskey, McBride, and Kuehl Funeral and Cremation Services in Kearney at 237-2259, where our family is dedicated to honoring your family for generations.
We're going to combine the pass.
Make the catch.
With the long ball.
Bye-bye, baseball!
The dig.
Great digging.
And elements of the Sandra Bullock movie.
Hey, Hunter, get
now off. The safe parts.
This is much better.
And on April 16th, we're taking a fan bus to a Husker Sports triple header. Red-white game. Husker baseball against K-State. A Husker volleyball exhibition against the Cyclones. All admission, transportation, and tailgate party included. Only $95.
What do you do?
Call First Holiday Tour and Travel for your spot. 308-384-1800. Brought to you by Mary Lanning Memorial Healthcare and Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio.
Yes, guys, stay mostly cloudy today. There is a slight chance for some patchy light freezing rain. Then we'll see a chance for a light shower mixed with a little snow later today as well. With temps in the mid-30s for highs, winds are made on the north. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley. Right now, 25.
Cause we belong!
All back, wrapping things up on a Friday Doug and Daddy Show. Why are you waiting for your prescription? You say pharmacy prescriptions are ready in 5 minutes or less. Why stand in line at a national chain pharmacy? How crowded is it? Go to You Save Pharmacy. Polite, courteous service. Transfers are easier to do. It just takes a couple of minutes. It's the best time of year to get your prescriptions transferred to You Save Pharmacy. Low, low, low prices. $10 100 days on most generic drugs. Yes, you heard that right. Make the switch to faster services at low, low prices. Two-lane drive-through also. If you got coughing, crying kids, drive-through lanes, convenient for you. Free mail-out and delivery, conveniently located just south of Dairy Queen, right along 2nd Avenue. And now, introducing text refill requests to 308-627-8432. All you got to do, text it in. It'll be ready for you. Swing by, pick it up. Boom goes the dynamite. You Save Pharmacy in Kearney. Douglas Duda joins us again live from the state basketball tournament. How are you?
Hey, you know, just chilling, just kicking it, getting ready for Minden Wahoo coming up here at the Devaney Center at 2 o'clock on Classic Hits, followed by the other C1 semifinal on the Breeze, Sandy Creek and Hastings St. Cecilia at 3:45. Daddy Brady Bonzel, congratulations to UNK cross country and track coach. He was named the Central Region Men's Coach of the Year today. A couple other notes for you. Storm, of course, home tonight to take on Omaha. And will they have an NFL labor agreement by the end of the day?
No. No, but they may extend it again.
Yeah, I guess I'm not surprised by it. Maybe they are trying. I think when it was reported yesterday that the only people that are winning are lawyers, I think that really maybe even to the millionaires going, well, why would we give all our money to the lawyers over the next 4 months when we could share it amongst ourselves? I hope that's what they're trying to accomplish here.
Fair enough, Douglas. We got a busy, busy week right back at you next week for area teams in the boys' basketball tournament. Holdridge is in Class B. They play at 9 o'clock in the morning in C1. 2 o'clock, Pershing Auditorium, Grand Island Central Catholic takes on Wayne. 3:45, Bishop Newman, Minden. And then at 8:45 at night, right there in Pershing Auditorium, Norfolk Catholic, Hastings St. Cecilia get it on in C2. These are back-to-back games. Ravenna plays at 9 o'clock. Sutton plays at 10:45. I think I screwed that up yesterday. Arapahoe, 21-4, will take on North Platte St. Pat's, also 21-4. That's at 3:45. Those games are at Lincoln High, at Lincoln North Star, Overton, Bruning, Davenport, Shickley. That's 3:45 in the afternoon. And in D2, Giltner, Lindsay, Holy Family, that's at Lincoln High, 7 o'clock at night. And Why Not takes on Pleasanton, 21-3, at 8:45 p.m. at Lincoln High as well. Those are the area teams in action. Who do you got on the radio for us this afternoon?
Oh, Giltner's got that district rematch. I've got Minden taking on Wahoo, and then that's on Classic Hits. Then Mike will have the Sandy Creek Hastings St. Cecilia game. Sandy Creek beat St. Cecilia by 6 earlier this year, but the game maybe wasn't quite as close as the score indicated. We'll see if St. Cecilia can get their second win since 1982 at the state tournament. Halftime scores from the two games going on now, Tony. In C2, Homer leading Hardington Cedar Catholic 27-11, and in Class A, Omaha Central is the only team to have beaten Bellevue West this year, and they've done it twice. Our friend Matt Fritchie over there at West, and Central jumped out to a 22-10 first quarter lead, but the Thunderbirds at the half lead at 31-30 over Central. Quite the Class A game going on here.
Hey, we'll enjoy the action and have a great weekend down there, Douglas.
All right, danger, Monday, yeah, danger.
Nebraska danger. We will effort Coach Davis up and get you a report live from Heartland Events Center. Merritt, let's get out of here. We've done it all. We've done it all today. Fun show. Hope you enjoyed the ride with us. I want to thank Seth Denny, first of all, for calling.
Nice.
It was emotional. I appreciate that, Seth. I want to thank John Savage, UCLA baseball coach. I want to thank Kenny Brooks, USHL Tri-City Storm hockey players. Are set for back-to-back home games tonight, tomorrow night, 7:05, puck drops both nights. Omaha Lancers tonight, Sioux Falls Musketeers tomorrow night. All that and more. We've got high school basketball for all the area teams. We're going to be on our myriad of stations, as you heard. We'll look forward to wrapping up the weekend in sports, hopefully talking about a Nebraska victory over Colorado. Wouldn't that be something as they head into that Big 12 tournament? Perhaps one of those last four teams in, if that would happen. We'll see you Monday. Doug and Daddy's show on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation, 1460 in Kearney, 1550, Friends and Hastings.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.